Hi, I'm John Zombro, and this is the Lifetime Athlete Podcast, the show where you can learn how to achieve lifelong health and peak performance, to crush it, 10x it, and kick it, not just in sports, but in life. So thanks for joining me today. This is episode number 95, and it is entitled Fast, Cheap, and Good in Health, Fitness, and Performance. So the title of today's show is a term that we often hear in various business circles, and it comes down to this statement: fast, cheap, or good, pick any two. In other words, you can have a product or a service fast and cheap, but it probably won't be so good. Or it could be cheap and good, but it might not be fast. And finally, the option of fast and good, but certainly not cheap, is also possible. It occurred to me that this same framework applies quite well to health and healthcare, to fitness pursuits, and peak performances. If you'll allow me, I'm going to flesh these ideas out, and maybe we'll share an insight or a laugh or two. Okay, example number one, we're going to use healthcare. Fast and cheap might not even exist in healthcare, but for the sake of the example, let's just say you were out on a hike, slipped and fell, and lacerated your leg on a rock. You didn't hit a major artery, and it's not an air evacuation situation, but you're messed up enough and in a remote enough area that you accept the help of your friend, who happens to be an architect by training, not necessarily a medical professional. He applies a sterile wipe, follows that with some compression, then does a little stitching with some dental floss, and throws on a butterfly bandage. You'll survive. He was fast. He was cheap. Not actually free, because now you owe him, and there will be endless ribbing for years. But you'll have a scar that suggests he wasn't that good. Oh well. Next up, let's say it's the same injury, but you're closer to town and a facility. This time you're going for cheap in relative terms and good. You swing into the local urgent medical clinic. A physician assistant with a lot of experience treating wounds like yours is on duty. The place has reasonable rates, and they will bill your insurance for you. But you notice there are 17 people in the waiting room ahead of you. Cheap and good, yes. But it ain't going to be fast. And finally, in scenario number three, you roll into town and call your friend who works at the specialty surgery clinic. He gives you the number for the office of the most reputable plastic surgeon in the county. You call the number, and the administrative assistant informs you to rush right over. They can get you in right away, and the surgeon will personally provide your care. You won't have to wait at all, and your leg will be treated by the most expert person available. That's fast and good. But it's not going to be cheap. Exclusive service from this provider requires premium rates. They don't take insurance, and payment in full is expected at the time of service. So you pull out your credit card and realize fast and good is not usually, and especially in this case, cheap. All right, now let's take a look at fitness. You want to get in shape, so you swing by the local big box mart. You throw a mat, some dumbbells, and a jump rope, plus maybe a rubber suit. Oh, the rubber suit. I've got that rubber suit that I actually wanted at a party a couple of years ago, and I need to do my YouTube video about training in the rubber suit as a heat shock protein stimulus. But back to what I'm saying, okay, maybe you threw the rubber suit in, or maybe you didn't, but your cart's loaded with a few items that you selected. You're not sure exactly how to use this stuff, but it was the annual Get In Shape sale, fast and cheap. But probably not too good in terms of results unless you have a good program and a coach or trainer or a lot of knowledge on how to apply these things. Second option, the local fitness factory has a deal on group fitness workouts, so you sign up. It doesn't cost too much, and it looks like fairly comprehensive programming. But there's a waiting list for more class slots to open up. It's cheap and good, but it won't be fast. Third situation, you decide to work with a very well-known local trainer in a private facility or an online coach with a proven track record who will help you set up and perform your program. It's fast. They don't take too many people, and you can get started right away. and they have lots of references and testimonials that reassure you that your goals will be met. It's fast and good. But you do get what you pay for. It ain't cheap. Okay, now, third example. Let's look at peak performance and when you're going after a goal. And again, let's say that most of the time we're talking here about training for an athletic or sports pursuit. You put yourself on a crash training course. You're using programs you got for free off the internet and stuff you already had laying around in the garage, but that don't really fit your exact needs. You got it fast and cheap, but your outcome probably won't be so good. You might get injured, or you just might have subpar or suboptimal performances. Or you spend a lot of time reading and studying and learning about yourself and your goals and about how to design your best program. Maybe you even use a lifetime athlete program like Animal Fit or Fit for the Field. This is cheap and good training, but it isn't necessarily fast. It requires patience and consistent participation in the process. And you know what this last picture is going to look like. You hire a coach, a trainer, a physical therapist. You join a quality gym or you set one up at home. You quickly start getting outstanding results. So it's fast and good. Just wasn't cheap. And now we sum up this little missive with this take-home message. None of those situations are necessarily bad. They all just represent choices. And that is dependent upon our priorities. We always have to respect that. It's just that we have to keep a sensible and not delusional perspective on what we are doing. Expectations need to line up with realities. The key word or words really aren't fast, cheap, or good. It's one word. It's value. There's a relative value in any option we select, and we just have to decide what's the best value for us right now. I hope this information was useful, and it gives you some insights as you manage your own health and fitness and performance. If you dig this vibe, throw me a bone and leave a rating and review. If not, use your bones to make bone broth. Use your bones to make bone broth and get more collagen into your mighty human beast. Coach Jay-Z out.